This is just coming into me now. This is just coming into me now, and I should share it with you. Joe Biden, the president of the United States, weighing the possibility of deploying thousands of American troops to Eastern Europe and the Baltics. President Biden also considering deploying warships and aircraft to NATO allies, what would be a major shift from a restrained stance on Ukraine. Apparently, Joe Biden, the Democrats, are willing to deploy tens of thousands of American troops, tanks, warships, planes, to defend every border but our own. Yeah, they're willing to defend every border except our own. Southern border remains completely open. Over the weekend at Camp David, Pentagon officials presented Joe Biden with several options that would shift American military assets much closer to Vladimir Putin's doorstep. The options included sending as many as 5,000 American troops to Eastern Europe, with the ability to increase that to more than 50,000. Mr. Biden expected to make a decision as early as this week, weighing the buildup as Russia has escalated its posture against Ukraine. This is in the New York Times, by the way, just coming out. More than 100,000 troops and weaponry on the border now. Britain is accusing Russia of developing plans to install a pro-Russian leader in Ukraine. Even as we are engaged in diplomacy, we are very much focused on building up defense, building up deterrence, said Secretary of State Antony Blinken, an absolute weakling out there on the world stage for America. No surprise that Blinken is just, he's awful. He is the perfect Secretary of State for this administration because he's awful. Years and years of avoiding the Ukraine question. Joe Biden has recently warned that the United States could throw its weight behind a Ukrainian insurgency if Putin is to invade Ukraine. So thousands of American troops could be on their way to a new war in Ukraine while we fail to secure our own border here at home. I mean, honestly, it's pretty ridiculous in many ways. But if you missed it, the U.S. has ordered the evacuation of all embassy staff and families from Kyiv. That's in Ukraine, by using commercial or other privately available transportation options amid fears of a Russian invasion. And so they're going to talk about putting in lots of troops, right? Meanwhile, France, Spain, Denmark, and the Dutch all deploying additional ships and aircraft to the Baltics and Eastern Europe in the face of Russia's aggression. And the British, here's another headline for you. The British High Court has ruled that WikiLeaks' Julian Assange can appeal his extradition case to the United States in the UK Supreme Court. Just thought I'd throw that in. That just passed the wire as well. Interesting stuff going on. The Russian MOEX, that's their stock market. It has dropped 8%. It's in free fall right now, by the way. And this is probably part of the problem for Russia. Part of the problem with Russia is that you get entangled in this, and the damage to your economy becomes very significant. Damage to the economy becomes very significant. And so, you know, we'll keep. Much more concerning to me than, I don't care about the Russian economy, to be honest with you. It doesn't mean anything to me. What means something to me is getting entangled in a war in Ukraine in an effort to shore up Joe Biden's sinking poll numbers. I think that Ukraine is an ally and worth working with. But I'd like answers about Ukraine and how Hunter Biden profited and enriched himself by being there. That's what I'd like to know. All right, we'll keep an eye on all that. Here's a couple of notes for you before we close out this hour, and that is home prices in 2021 rose 16.9%. 16.9% increase in home prices 2021. That's the highest on record, by the way. The highest on the median home sales price, $346,000 2021. That's up, like I said, 16.9% from 2020, and the highest on record going back to 1999. But now we see a rise in mortgage rates. Mortgage rates in mid-November, the average was 3.08%. That average is already up to 3.54%. as of January the 17th. And so expect those mortgage rates to continue on their rise. The Fed is going to meet this week. Discuss rising inflation and how to offset that. And they do that with raising interest rates. So that means the price of mortgages is going up. If you want to get into the housing market, I wouldn't sit on the sidelines much longer. I mean, listen, when I first got a house, the mortgage rate was like 15%. So compared to that, we're still in great shape. But, you know, if you can get a mortgage rate of 3.5% as opposed to 4.5%, you'd be much happier. And it's going to continue to rise from this point forward, I believe. So I make you aware of it. Housing's still selling pretty well. If you want to sell your house, still not a bad time. Winter's not an easy time to sell, but you can still get it taken care of before it's too late. Quick break now and some final thoughts. Don't go anywhere.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.